2014, obviously, just a record year for us. We're looking at $6.5 billion in sales just through November alone. Japan really leading that market at about $1.5 billion, but we've seen two other $1 billion markets emerge, both with Mexico and Hong Kong, you know, poised to be the same. So just another great year for us and just an exciting time for the beef industry.
And that is why he says it's important for Congress to pass Trade Promotion Authority.
Well, we've seen the Obama administration really deliver on trade agreements, you know, with Korea, Colombia, and Panama. We're very happy to see that now we're being able to enjoy the benefits of trade with those three countries. And FTAs are what really made that happen. So what we need now is we need this new Congress to work with this administration and grant them the authority to negotiate more trade agreements. We've got to do that through Trade Promotion Authority. It's very important that Congress take that up immediately and give our negotiators the legitimacy that they need to go out and, you know, work these deals with other countries with the assurance that when they come back that they'll get a straight up or down vote from Congress in a very short time. The last thing we need is to have a big negotiation take place, have an agreement filled, and then come back and have 535 different opinions on it in Congress. We need this administration to consult with Congress in those negotiations, get a good deal, and then bring it back and get it passed so that we can start to see those massive tariffs in Asia and in Europe start to fall off.
Backus says Trade Promotion Authority is something the beef industry wants to see.
The Trans-Pacific Partnership is one of those. Obviously we would like to have the opportunity to knock down a lot of those high tariff rates, especially with countries like Japan and Vietnam. In a lot of those Southeast Asian countries where we have such a large growing middle-class population that wants to eat more beef, we need TPP. And in order to get that, we're going to need Trade Promotion Authority. At the same time, we want our negotiators to work out a lot of these differences we have with Europe. And we're highly restricted to what we can sell in the European market right now. Most of that is not based on sound science. We need free trade agreements. We need to use that leverage and give our negotiators the authority they need to be able to come back, take down those barriers, and let us sell more beef to European consumers.